Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app.
Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93. TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. It is time for us to announce today's Top 10. And yay.
Yay.
I'm not alone anymore.
Yes.
Well, Chico's been here since the wake-up quiz, actually.
Yeah.
Speaking of the wake-up quiz, FU lang ah, follow-up. Kasi berries yung answer niya. And technically, grapes fall under the berry category. But when you're looking for something specific, you wanted grapes as the answer.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay. Kasi di pala, ang dami namang klaseng, there's even rice wine.
Yeah.
There's even, you know. So, it's kind of like specific to red wine.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we are thanking the Super Malas guy, Patrick Starlord, and Rudes Antonio for the topic. So, we're looking for the top 10 hashtag scary pero hindi horror.
Madami yan.
Madami yan. Diba? Like, what would be a scary situation na hindi naman involving multo?
Anything supernatural.
Vampira. I mean, none of those.
Monsters.
Okay. So, for example, scary pero hindi horror. Kapag kumatok si mama sa kwarto, nahawak ang report card mo.
Para ba to kay Marky?
Bakit biglang ang taas ng mga grades? Anong ginawa mo? Where did you sneak in this time?
Ay, natatawa ko though because when I hear people na yung hindi nila kinukuha daw yung card,
yeah,
or they hide it from their parents. I don't know kasi how they were able to get away with it.
Exactly.
Kasi
parang there are safety nets when it comes to mga ganyan.
Yeah.
Like, di ba, pipirma? Or, well, I guess, yep, it has to like come with a lot of crimes. Like forgery, breaking and entering.
Oh my God.
So, I don't
know. And, well, number one, lying to your parents.
Yep. And another example, scary pero hindi horror. Pag sinabi ni girlfriend na, babe, ready ka na maging daddy?
Tapos yung tipong malapit mo na siyang i-break.
Yeah. At saka, yun nga, especially when it doesn't involve couples na, alam mo yung going strong for like 10 or more years, tapos it's just a matter of time before they get married and you both know it. Alam mo yung, pag ganun parang, well, sana na time pa rin better, but at least, alam niyo naman doon kayo papunta.
Yes.
But the relationships where you're still figuring out if you want to be with this person for the rest of your life, this is scary.
Or like, you've only been together for a week.
Yeah, nakapo. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Eto, this is so true. Scary pero hindi horror. Yung paggising mo, makikita mo lang, top trending yung favorite celeb mo. But you don't know why.
No!
Diba, you're like, is it a good thing? Or is he or she being canceled? Or worse, have they passed away?
Yeah, that's, well, usually when they're trending, tapos they don't really trend regularly.
Yes.
Diba yun?
Kasi kind of gets mo, kunyari, BTS, or, you know, they regularly trend. Pero let's say your fave celeb is like, medyo out of the radar na for a while. Tapos biglang gigising ka top trending topic. You're like, hello?
Don't
ang hirap, ano, like, you're so afraid to press it.
To check.
Because you're like, baka naman it's good, pero what if it's not?
More often than not, it's bad. Because
it's
either, yeah, it's either
na-cancel.
Something happened to them or they got canceled.
Yeah.
Oy!
So, that's scary.
Oy!
Scary pero hindi horror. Pag 15, tapos tatawag si mama, pinakamamahal kong anak, may request sana ang uliran mong ina.
How can you say no though?
Matakot ka na. Medyo malaki-laki yung request na yan.
Pero at least, diba? Ang ganda nung approach.
Oh, at least. Ano? Ang approach, extortion.
Extortion pero sweet.
Pero sweet. Oh. And one last example. Scary pero hindi horror. Pag tinanong ng teenage son mo, Dad, insured ba yung kotse?
Did you ever
sneak
out your parents' car?
They had to force me to take driving lessons.
Oh, because you weren't interested?
I was not interested. I was like, can I just hitch a ride with whoever? Can I just take a taxi every day? Like, well, they had to twist my arm. Like, no, learn how to drive.
But I guess it follows with the way you were when you were younger. Because usually, yung mga big man on campus, cool.
Exactly.
I want to be the man with a car so I can bring home all the girls.
I was always the spoiled princess.
We know.
I didn't really want to drive. I was like, can I just have a driver? I need a car that I need a driver to.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But they said no. So I had to learn.
Okay. So, wala kang ganyang experience.
Wala naman. And, but there you go. So, because it is already Halloween season. And this weekend, it is Halloween on Sunday.
Yes.
And of course, we have our Monster Balls.
Ano Monster
Ball? Tomorrow.
You have those. I don't. For the record.
Yeah, we have Monsters Ball tomorrow. I always get that thing.
I can't believe you said the other one. Yes, Monsters Ball.
Monsters Ball
is happening tomorrow. Online. And
yes,
the theme is iconic pop artists. And we want you to come in costume as well. Because we will all be in costume.
I have a nice costume, pero hindi pa dumadating.
Well, we'll see, because we'll all have our costume reveals tomorrow.
I know, right?
But yeah, we're gonna give away invites to that. Two winners
yes,
will be joining us.
Yes,
woohoo! We'll party together tomorrow.
All right, that's what we're doing today. Hashtag scary pero hindi horror. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag scary pero hindi horror in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Courtesy of the Super Malas guy, Patrick Starlord, and Rudes Antonio for the topic, hashtag scary, pero hindi horror.
Mm.
Let's start off at number 10, coming from Jiongi. Yung bigla kang tatanungin ng jowa mo, okay pa ba tayo?
Ay, that is such a loaded question. Kasi hindi mo alam kung siya hindi okay, kaya niya parang kailangan nung affirmation na yon.
Or you are probably exhibiting signs
that you're unhappy.
At saka this is extra scary when you don't know what he or she is talking about. Like literally, clueless ka. Kasi kunyari, you haven't been getting along. And then somebody brings this up. You kind of okay, yeah, I was waiting for this.
Mm-hmm.
It was inevitable that you were going to have the talk. But when they say, okay pa ba tayo? And you're like, where is this coming from? as far as I know, we're okay. Yun yung nakaka-panic na part. Kasi sa'yo, you're fine.
Have you ever asked that question?
No. I mean, every relationship will always hit a rough patch.
Mm-hmm.
Pero for me, not to the point
natatanungin mo yung
that
okay
I would
pa
actually
tayo.
Ask kung okay pa ba tayo.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi sa akin, I'm not going to ask if hindi tayo okay. I would be like, hindi tayo okay.
I never asked that question. Pero ako yung reyna ng, let's just forget everything from the past and move forward. Let's have a fresh start. Ako yung reina ng let's have a fresh start.
Oh.
Yung every time we'd have a huge fight. Tapos I'd be all dramatic. And then the next, kasi usually I think it comes with youth. You know how when you're when something happens and you freak out and then it's such a big dramatic moment.
Yeah.
And then the next day you wake up and you realize, ano ba yun? Yung parang, alam mo yun, okay ka na bigla. And then that's when I bring up the quote-unquote fresh start. Kasi yeah, alam ko na medyo I screwed up. Ganon.
Sa akin kasi, ayusin muna natin. Then let's have a fresh start. Kasi siguro, yung mga ano mo, siguro yung mga outbursts mo kasi, you kind of feel then afterwards na parang, oh my gosh, I made a mountain out of a molehill. Pero kasi pag medyo,
oh, okay,
medyo malaki yung pinag-awayan, parang for me, it's not that easy. Or at least, let's settle it first.
Right.
Yung if I said everything that I needed to say, you've said everything that you needed to say, and parang we're okay with what the other one had to say, then sige, let's have a fresh start.
Yeah. Pero kasi what I've come to realize is, yung mga minor petty fights na, yun nga, you feel like you made a mountain out of a molehill, they usually come from a deeper place, somewhere else.
Yeah.
Parang it there's usually an
issue.
It's a issue.
Manifestation. No?
Yeah. So, yun yung manifestation ng like deeper
a
issue
deeper
that
issue
you both have in the relationship.
Kasi yun, parang mahirap sweep under the rug and just say, let's just have a fresh start. Sa akin kasi parang, let's settle it first.
Yeah, let's figure out what the problem
is. What the problem is.
And address it.
Address
yeah, that's it. I think that's the mature way to go about it.
And then let's, you know, have a fresh start. Number 9, coming from Maxim the Winter. Scary pero hindi horror. Yung mga F1 bus drivers. Mapapa Lord, patawad ka na lang talaga.
Damn. I mean, it's a bus. How do you do that?
Yeah. I mean, like,
parang feeling mo kasi tataob.
Kasi sa akin, the one time that I experienced this was we were on our way to Sagada. And it's not so much that he was driving so fast, but where he was driving so fast.
Zigzag.
Alam mo yung bangin yung nasa isang side eh. Kasi kunyari, babangga lang tayo dun sa bundok. On let's say, on your left. I'm okay with that. Yung kabila, like, bangin. Like, and there are moments like, kasi, syempre, I try to get the window seat, di ba, pag bus. Kasi ang tagal nung travel.
Uh-huh.
So, like, meron talaga, girl, like, meron talagang moments na yung pag dumungaw ako, wala ako nakikitang kalye. Bangin ang nakikita ko.
Oh my God. Pero, you know what? Na-notice ko yan, ha? Because I also remember, nag-field trip kami to Baguio. Tapos, obviously, naka-bus kami. Ganun din. Yung parang ang bilis-bilis niya.
Parang,
tapos, but feeling ko baka maybe they do that so they don't lose focus. Baka it helps them.
Pero the speed.
Like, I know.
Sure na sure ka ba? Naswak pa yung gulong mo dun sa daan.
Yung parang mawiwiwi ka ng di oras.
OMG. Tapos ang it was so, I don't know now ha, pero at the time when we went to Sagada, parang it was so rocky.
Yeah.
Like, ang daming loose rocks. So, alam mo yung parang, what if madulas yung, alam mo yun, medyo mag-skid ng konti yung ano dahil, kasi parang loose gravel yung nasa
my
ilalim.
My God. Same pa yung daanan. Same naman, diba? Going to Baguio and Sagada. Mas malayo lang yung Sagada.
Parang oh, beyond yun eh.
Right.
Lalampas ka pa, diba? So, I'm talking about the one that's Lampas Baguio.
Oh my God.
Yung malapit-lapit ka na dun
well,
sa Sagada.
I have never.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's so scary. So, you have to be really careful. Tsaka, ang nakakatakot kasi dun, ang dami mong sakay.
That's
so
true.
Many lives at stake. It's
actually
not just yours.
We had a similar experience. Ito naman medyo baligtad. It was my uncle's van.
Mm.
It was my uncle's family, mga pinsan ko, and kami. We were on our way naman to the Rice Terraces.
Mm.
So on our way to there, parang biglang inabutan kami ng fog. So my uncle was going like inches.
Mm-hmm.
Per minute. Ganong kabagal. Pero I'm telling you, yung road, eksakto dun sa car. Like ganon.
Ow.
Like literally,
ow,
the tire, tapos bangin. Wala nang road between the tire and the bangin. Like, tire, bangin. Tire, bangin. Look, like, alam mo yung feeling ko walang humihinga
oh
as we were
God
inching along. Tapos, because of the fog, you can't see directly in front of you.
Yes.
Like, literally, you cannot see. If there was a man standing in front of you, a foot away from you, you won't see him.
Nakakatakot naman talaga kapag nasa mountains na kayo, tas ganun yung...
It was so scary.
Yeah. I remember, yun nga, the same field trip that I was talking about, nung pauwi na kami, kasi gabi yung pauwi, inabot na kami ng dilim, the nuns were praying. The nuns were praying the rosary. It was that, like, scary. Kasi nga, tas parang I think the roads were wet pa, umulan pa ata. So, scary siya talaga. And imagine you're carrying a bus full of high school students.
Right.
And, yeah, none. So, yeah, I don't understand bakit ganun din kakikipot yung mga daan. Sana they can do something about it.
Yung ano,
just make
no,
it
parang
less dangerous.
You just needed the inside connections ng mga madre.
Alam mo na parang niligtas nila, tinulungan nila tayo.
Can you pull out the nun card?
Pero I swear, can they add, like, parang, I think we need a couple more inches.
Maybe.
Inches.
Baka naman more.
More siguro. Feet naman. Oh, baka medyo masyado namang maliit yung... Pero yung sinabi mo kasi na super sakto yung car. Kahit konting inches lang, you'd be grateful.
Actually, we were already thinking, paano pag may nakasalubong tayo? Kasi mayroong parts of the road talaga na parang...
Two-way siya?
Good. I'm thinking, hindi naman siya one-way eh.
Oh my God.
Hindi kasi you know how like...
Scarier.
There are roads na nag-iiba-iba yung size as you go along.
Oh, so yung like, parts na...
Merong parts na kailangan, kunyari may makasalubong ka, you'll have to wait for the one car to pass first and then he gets...
Oh my God!
My gosh, I
can't. It's so scary!
Number 8 from Juice Blank. Yung nalaman ng 20 plus na inaanak mo kung saan ka nakatira.
Patay.
Dati kasi parang mini-message ka lang na parang, Ninong, magkita tayo sa mall, di ba? Para sa pamasko ko. Kasi hindi nila alam where you live. Nag-leak.
I cannot. I'm not that kind of Ninong, so don't even.
Yep. Number 7 from Ika Restaurant. Scary pero hindi horror. Pag sinabi ni boss during the Christmas party, and as much as we're having so much fun tonight, unfortunately, magre-retrench tayo tomorrow.
Oh. Fear.
During the Christmas party.
Iyak na lang. Ang hirap naman nun.
Sa akin parang, honestly, like wag na lang mag-Christmas party. I would feel horrible. Because here you are having the time of your life.
And then biglang may revelation.
Tapos the next day, like you're out of a job. Like, I would rather that it be consistent na lang.
Parang just let us know earlier.
Earlier.
And then skip
wag na
the
tayo
whole...
mag-party. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Promise. Because like, unless like merong bonus gets.
Right.
And then you get retrenched. Then medyo at least, you know. At least you have something to tide you over until you find a new job.
I know.
But I can't handle those highs and lows talaga. Those peaks and valleys. Like, I can't. Like, give it to me na lang ng medyo consistently valid.
Let's stay there na lang.
Kasi I can't handle the roller coaster ride.
Eh, kasi ang hirap naman talaga nun. Parang, bakit ka papapasayahin ng extreme?
Kasi there's that...
Only to give you the bad news after.
Kasi diba, there's that ano na parang, at least... I gave you some kind of like happiness before I...
Parang ano lang news. Yan eh. Parang yung good news, bad news. Which one do you want first? But I find them... I think bad news will always win. Kasi you wanna end on a good note.
Yeah.
So, give me the bad news first so that I can get over it.
Or yon.
Or at least
alam
I can
mo, tama, no?
Feel at peace after pagdating ng good news.
Yung parang sabihin nyo na may retrenchment. And then you're like, okay, so as a thank you to everyone who will be retrenched, we'll have a Christmas party. Mas gusto ko pa yun.
Yeah.
Kasi at least, I'm enjoying the party knowing that it's my last. More than, yay, ang saya-saya natin.
Biglang.
Oh, guess what? May retrenchment.
Oh my God, yeah.
I would rather go into the party knowing that it's not gonna be a happy ending.
Yeah, in general, I think go with the bad news first and end on a good note.
Yeah. Number 6 coming from Patrick Starlord. Pag nalobat ka sa labas and you're dependent on the apps on your phone for everything. From rides to cash to everything.
Or work, in our case.
Yeah.
Minsan pag naiwan ko yung charger ko tapos my phone's about to die, I'm like, oh no! And kunyari wala akong dala laptop. I'm like, oh man.
I had one, I don't know if tayo na yun. Pero like, I had one instance where I was already here. I set up. When I opened my laptop, it was like 13%.
Yes, I remember.
Wala yung charger.
Di ba pinadala mo pa dito?
And I... No, I had to go home. I had to
go
home.
Or did you go home?
I went home.
Oh my God.
Because...
How can that last till...
And I was... At the time, nobody had the charger for my kind of laptop.
Oh my God.
So, it was really like, I had to go home and get it.
Ang hirap.
Kasi nga, ano ka, parang, you're like...
You're crippled.
Crippled, diba? Without your laptop at work. Oh my gosh. And number 5 from Archie Aguilar. Yung out of the blue, hihirit si Jowa ng, babe, di ba mahal mo ko?
What do you want?
What do you want? No.
What? What do you want?
Oh, no. Tsaka yung ayaw nila sabihin yung, hindi, sabihin mo muna na mahal mo ko bago ko sabihin sa inyo. I hate that.
What comes to mind immediately when, kunyari, you hear that from
sa
your SO?
Sa akin kasi, more than may nagawa akong kasalanan, I think it's, I want something.
Hindi, yun nga. Ano yung immediate assumption mo na? Anong kaya yung, ako kasi meron akong naiisip agad.
A what?
It could be something you've never done in bed.
Oh! I'm thinking material things. I'm thinking material
things. Ako parang feeling ko pag ganun yung...
Kasi pag kasalanan...
Mamahal mo ako, parang... Kasi what do you want?
If it's like kasalanan, hindi ka magpapakyut eh.
Oh yeah, you're...
You'd be like serious.
Uh-uh.
Like, we need to talk. Medyo
that's why you think it's like a frivolous
something
request.
Something fun, uh-uh. Something... lambing, you know, like, buy me this. Yung mga ganun.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Anong mas gusto mo? Buy me this or something you've never done?
Hello? Siyempre, isa, yung buy me this, palabas lang lahat. At least yung isa, you also get something out of it.
Hindi maganda yung palabas lang lahat.
Hindi.
Yung isa, papasok.
Well, may palabas din. A little bit of both. Diba? Kasi at least yung isa, may benefit ka rin.
Oo.
Pag yung may pinapabili lang, edi anong, what you get out of it?
Fine.
And number 4, coming from Camilo, scary pero hindi horror. Yung online sale, yung ganyan, tipong 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10. Tapos nakita mo yung jowa mo, hawak-hawak na yung cellphone.
Ay.
Alam na this.
Well, it only happens once a month. Mm-hmm.
Tsaka yung ano, alam mo yung hardcore, yung 12 a.m. nakaabang.
Oh my God. Because it's beginning to lose its novelty, I feel like, because it happens every month.
Yeah.
So you don't feel as panicked when it happens. Yeah, because you feel like if you miss out on this month, you can always wait for next month.
For next month. Pero kasi minsan merong mga deals, lalo yung oras, yung at the odd hours, nandun yung the really good deals.
Yeah. But it also depends on which app or platform we're talking about. Kasi some, they pretty much give the same deals every month. But there are other apps. Like for example, if it's a particular brand, parang iba-iba na yung stocks, obviously.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah, clothes. Iba yung, you know, collection na on sale this month versus a couple of months from now.
At saka lalo na pag yung end of season.
Yon.
Usually, magaganda talaga yun. Kasi syempre, they have the, kunyari, ano siya, US brand.
Yeah.
They have to get rid of all the winter clothes before they release the summer clothes.
Yon.
So, number 2, coming from Memski. Scary, pero hindi horror. Yung habang natutulog ka sa bus, tapos may mararamdaman kang kamay sa hita mo.
Oh no.
Like pumara ka na at bumaba ka na.
Yeah, that's so scary.
That is so scary.
Like, no.
No.
Actually, yung scary kasi doon is, I mean, you can call attention to it, obviously.
Yeah.
But what if masamang loob talaga yung gumagawa? And like, what if they have a weapon or something? That's the thing that immediately comes to mind. What if they have
that
a weapon?
True. That is true.
Yeah.
And number 2 from the Super Malas guy, scary pero hindi horror. Yung lumabas na lahat ng maleta sa baggage claim carousel. pero wala yung bag mo. This is my nightmare.
I know.
This is my nightmare.
I know what you mean.
Kasi alam mo, like, to be honest, it's weird. Like, we're pretty lucky with baggage claims. Like, siguro 80% of the time, nasa first few bags yung luggage namin.
Maybe because you're early.
So, maybe.
Yeah.
Pero, so the 20% of the time na medyo nasa hulihan kaming lalabas, nasa stress talaga.
Although hindi, di ba dapat when you're early, nasa likod, yes, yung ano, so mas matagal siyang lalabas, yes, technically. Yes.
Pero minsan daw hindi daw ganun.
Wala namang order.
Oo. Kasi minsan depende dun sa pagkaka... Kasi syempre iba-iba yung naglo-load,
right,
di ba?
Right.
So, I don't know.
It's scary.
It's so scary.
Actually, it's more scary pag nasa ibang country ka as opposed to pag nandito ka na and you're waiting.
Yeah.
Kasi pag nandito ka na, you know you can talk to someone and you can explain what's going on and it's going to be okay. They'll take care of you. But when you're in another country, and especially if you're just about to start your vacation and you can't find your luggage, it's like, paano na?
And especially if it's a shopping trip. Like for example, yung pa-uwi ka na.
Mm.
Tapos, gets like, okay, one of our last trips was when we went to Greece, remember?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't buy a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it was more really like to experience, to see the sights.
Mm-hmm.
We bought a couple of souvenirs, but that's it. Ang nakaka-stress, yung alam mo yung kunyari, like Japan. Can you imagine? Like, for sure, pumunta ako sa multiple Pokemon stores, di ba? And alam mo yung ang dami kang excited na, oh my gosh, ang dami kong nabili. Pag dun yung nawawala.
Oh
yung
no!
I mean, not that any other losing luggage is okay, but gets like extra bad when it's a shopping trip.
Yep. And alam mo yung mga ano? Kung puro luxury goods pa yung pinurchase mo,
can you
imagine?
Alam mo yung mga ano? Yung mga trip na pagpapunta walang laman yung luggage mo.
Oo.
Tapos pagpa-uwi.
Because you know you're gonna pack it
with stuff. Umuputok na yung luggage mo. Yun. Yes. Yun ang masakit.
But those are the best trips.
Right?
Yes.
And the top, scary pero hindi horror, comes from Simply Ned.
Simply Ned says,
pag may tumatawag sa'yo na unregistered number at 2 a.m.
Oh man, nobody wants that call.
That can't be good.
Yeah.
That cannot be good. Actually, kahit kilala mo eh, medyo na-nervousing ka eh, na parang,
why?
What is it? Why are you calling?
Or like if it's a family member.
Pero pag yung unregistered number, parang, obviously, this is somebody you don't know. And if it's somebody you don't know, usually, hindi tatawag yan at an ungodly hour. So, why are they calling you?
Maybe it's better to just put your phone on silent.
No! At the same time, what if it's an emergency?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I can't. But there you go. The top 10 scary, pero hindi horror. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag scary but not horror in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Courtesy of the Super Malas Guy, Patrick Starlord, and Rudes Antonio. Thank you for the topic. Hashtag scary pero hindi horror. Let's start off at number 10 from Marcia Aguilar. Pag-recitation na. Tapos binabalasan na ni Prof yung index card.
Dun, dun, dun.
I hated that.
Kung hindi ka nag-review. Pero in your case, kahit nag-review, kaya mo lang talaga,
di ba? I just didn't. Hindi kasi, alam, you know, like, even if nag-review ako, and I'm pretty confident, alam mo yung, there's always that, out of 10 things that could be asked, merong mga dalawa na hindi ka masyadong sure.
Yun pa yung matatapat sa'yo.
When legit nag-aral ka and nag-review ka, I hate kasi that when it happens because it has happened to me a lot of times. So parang like, nag-aral naman ako. Ba't yung tanong na yun pa yung
tinanong? Or sometimes, wala dun sa inaral mo yung question. It's more of something related to it but like your personal view or your personal take on certain things.
So I'm not really a fan of graded recitation. Number 9, from Patrick Starlord, nag-set ng meeting yung boss mo. Tapos ang subject, personal matters. Exactly.
Like what?
What are we going to talk about?
Oh my God. Feeling ko may vinayolate ka na.
Tipong ganun.
Na rule na. Oh. It's not it doesn't have anything to do with your work.
With your work.
Possibly, but something that you did outside of it. Like, for example, you know how I'm so obsessed with that show, Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders Making the Team?
Yeah.
So it's a show about the cheering squad, and basically every season it's their casting for the cheerleaders. So kung sino yung mga newbies who are auditioning, whoever will be part of it. It's like a big deal. They're like the best or parang sila yung gold standard when it comes to cheerleading.
Right.
Anyway, super strict nila when it comes to rules. Yung outside of just the performance, they actually look at your social media.
Right,
so I remember, kakanood ko lang like a few episodes ago, one of the auditionees was called into the office. Tapos basically, tinanong siya na, so somebody called our attention to what you've been posting on your social media. Tapos ano, apparently, siguro kasi, you know, they're mostly young, mga 18 and above ganyan. Tapos parang main post siya na she was dancing to, I guess, like a hip hop song or something, and she was making all sorts of, I don't know, maybe saying words she shouldn't say, inappropriate stuff. Tapos I remember meron din na natawag sa office because she was seen hanging out with the players, like in a club or something, and that's a no-no, bawal siya. As in, like, it's a legit rule, you can't fraternize with players from the team.
Oh.
So she got kicked off the squad, actually. Or she resigned because, you know, basically, parang dun na rin naman papunta.
Okay.
Uh-oh. So, yeah. Di ba parang ganun when they call you into the office na parang,
it's not,
what did I do?
It's not your work.
Mm-hmm.
Something else.
Yeah. Okay. Correct.
Send number 8 from Jungkook's girl. Kapag 6:01 na, tapos wala pang topic sa TMR. Parang nung ano? Kailan ba ito? Nung isang araw? Diba? Nung parang
hindi ko maalala yun. Parang wala namang ganun. Never nagka-instance.
Kasi ako, ako, sinisave to draft ko na the night before Nauuna pa nga minsan yung topic kaysa sa tao. Minsan wala pa ako sa booth pero naka-post na yung top 10.
Oh, diba?
Diba?
Responsive.
Ano? Perform. That's the definition.
Minsan humahangos ako ng lakad papuntang strata, nagtutweet ako. Diba? Professionalism.
Multitasker.
And also from Jungkook's girl, galing ka sa long haul flight, tapos pag-land mo, at pag-turn off mo ng airplane mode, sunod-sunod notifications mo sa Twitter at FB, anong nangyari? Pero diba that's what happened? Like, alam mo, this was like at the cusp of cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
There was this girl. It was quite popular. It was one of the iconic instances. Parang she was about to board her plane. She was like a journalist or something? Or
okay,
a writer for a magazine or something? Tapos parang nag-tweet siya that something, you know, quite racist. Na parang, ooh, this blank ano, behind me is blah, 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 blah. And then she boarded the plane, right?
Mm.
It was a transatlantic flight or trans-Pacific flight. So medyo matagal. Between the time that nag-take off siya and nag-land, nag-viral yung tweet niya, kinansel siya ng mga tao, umabot dun sa workplace niya. By the time she landed, she was fired from her job.
No!
Try to Google it. This was quite a popular, parang, it was like a template for how we cancel people now.
Yay.
Because this was unheard of at the time. Pero yun, nag-viral siya kaagad. Tapos, like, alam mo yung, nag-take off sila, may trabaho siya. Nag-land siya, wala na siyang trabaho. Mm. So, like, ganyan, perfect example of like what Jungkook's girl was.
Oh my gosh.
Like one flight and like what happened between takeoff and landing? Why are so many people suddenly on my notifications?
Actually, more than like being canceled, I would be paranoid if like a family member got hurt.
Like
of
an
course,
emergency.
Yeah,
yeah, that's something that
like
I would not want to receive.
Yun din, diba? Number 7 from ODH. kung biglang nadulas si Hazel sa kalat confidential at nasabi niya na sa'yo galing yung entry. And she's been known to slip.
We don't name names. That's we just don't even go there. So there's no chance.
Okay, but hindi siya kalat confidential. Pero bakit nung isang time, di ba?
Ano yun? Co-host's kalat yun.
Ano yun eh?
Wala namang ano eh.
Given.
Diba?
Parang may ano eh, may dulasang naganap eh.
Ay, yung co-host naman na yun, ano? Mas madalas madulas intentionally.
Oh, that's true. Hindi na nga dulas ang tawag.
Dulas pa ba yun?
Hindi na dulas ang tawag.
Ano, swimming. Nagsuswimming sa floor.
Nagsiswimming sa kabasaan.
I think pools are open. Like
some
pools,
yeah.
Yeah,
kasi dami. Actually, you're just talking about it kanina. You're talking about visitors in the condo.
Yeah.
Kasi I remember seeing a sign sa elevator namin na visitors, yes, meaning pwede na, but then they took down the sign. So I'm not sure if
they changed,
their minds or, pero parang feeling ko as a general guideline for level 4, for alert level 4,
parang pwede na.
But I guess
parang
it's still
in-advertise.
I guess it's still to, parang ano, discretion pa rin yun ng admin yun, diba? Or nung building yun, whether or not to accept visitors.
Kasi
but
ano,
yeah,
diba ano, Chico mahilig sa swimming.
Oh yeah. Oh,
so pag tunari bumalik yung mga swimming teams, ganon. Tapos nagte-training na sila doon.
Oh, saan ba tayo? Saan ba tayo dito? Saan ba tayo sisisid?
Ay! Hindi, ready ka na daw ba? Si Rika ang sisisid. Oo.
Ah, oh, sige, hanap na lang ako ng pool.
Ako na lang.
Magbabathtub na lang si Chico.
Magbabathtub na lang ako. Number 6 from Juice Blank. True story. Nung OFW pa ako. Yung biglang makakakuha ka ng message galing sa kapatid ko na, kuya, yun lang. Sa this oras ng gabi.
Oh,
knowing
man
na ang kasama lang niya sa bahay, parents namin na parehong senior na. I actually hate messages like that.
Yung like, parang incomplete.
Yung name ko lang, or kunyari kahit pag kami ni BB Will, yung term of endearment namin. Yeah. Tapos yun lang yung sasabihin niya. I'm like, can you just please complete the statement? Sabihin mo na kaagad within that message. Diba? Like, wag mo nang hintayin ako na, yes? Why? Diba? Tapos saka palang yun pala, wala lang. Santay ka kain mamaya. Kasi napapanik ako eh.
You gave me ammunition for April Fool's Day. You know, ayan, it's na my favorite thing ever.
Tapos ano, i-message ako ni Rika, no? Chico. Tapos mga 2 days after, sabi ko sa'yo, ah, may message mo ba ako?
Hindi man lang na-seen.
Hindi man lang na-check. But yeah, I mean, I really hate it when it's that one word thing. Kasi I'm like, to me, it reads like, you wanna say something but you're scared to say it?
Yeah.
Or you don't know how to say it? Kaya parang, can you please, kung hindi naman siya ganun ka major, can you include na in your first
message? Just make it one message. Don't worry. If I ever message you something like that, 2 words kagamitin ko, hindi lang 1 word. Mm. Alis Kamatis. Hindi Chico. Para hindi ka masyadong kabahan, Alis Kamatis.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yun na lang dapat yung code, ano, for there's something wrong.
Oh, no. Kasi red alert. Diba? Alis Kamatis.
Oo nga, no.
Oh.
Dapat tayong coffee.
And apparently, lumabas sila sa isang dolphin movie.
Sinaalis Kamatis!
Nag-tweet sa akin.
Oh my God!
Meron siyang screenshot of the dolphin movie where they made an appearance.
I love how we are uncovering more and more stuff about Alis Kamatis and Friends. I swear to you, every day may bago tayong nalalaman
sana
about Alis Kamatis.
Parang plushy.
Diba? Ang cute mo!
Somebody would make something like that.
Oh my God!
Know.
Can you imagine?
Can somebody make one?
I want Alis Kamatis plush. Tapos yung pwede mong palitan yung dress niya.
Oh my God!
Who needs Barbies? We can just have Alis Kamatis plushies.
Tapos our nightmares.
Total nagda-daydream na tayo. Imagine ba, eh. Dahil Alis Kamatis tayo ng Alis Kamatis. No? Tapos binuhay natin.
Uh-huh.
Tapos Because nga, di ba, with Netflix and all the other streaming sites, nagiging global na ang entertainment.
Yes.
May makakatunog sa Hollywood. Okay. Tapos alam mo yung bilang maya-maya, madidinig na lang natin, nakast na si Angelina Jolie.
Wow!
As Alice Camatis. Di ba?
Ay, parang hindi bagay si Angie na Alice Camatis.
O, casting
alam mo
couch.
Casting couch. Alice Camatis edition.
Ano,
si ano? Yung sa Bridget Jones Diary.
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger.
Ay, pwede.
Doesn't she turn red all the time?
She does.
Right?
She does.
Right?
Oo nga.
Pero syempre, pag si ano, pag si...
Pwede rin Emma Stone.
Pag si Renee Zellweger. I'm Alice Camatis.
Camatis.
Kasi syempre, mga
that's
Amerikano.
Such a hard
diba?
Time.
I'm Alice Camatis.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Right? Basta ako Emma Stone ang bet ko for Alice Camatis. Kasi
ay,
she's also
ano.
Ano eh. Ganun din siya, yung super fair and turns red.
Ako dahil very sweet siya and very pretty. Ano, Emma Watson.
Yeah. Did you see her latest post?
Oh, what?
She's behind the camera.
Oh!
Yeah, and she has like a...
Oh.
She poured her heart.
Mas magiging iconic siya as Alice Camatis kesa Hermione. Na role, diba?
It's Alice Camatis.
Alice Camatis.
Ang ganda nung Alice Camatis.
Alice Camatis. Not Alice Camatis.
Madidinig mo yung mga trailer na parang now showing in your favorite theaters. Alice Camatis.
Ano, nung nilalagnat ako, grabe yung practice ko ng British accent.
Nagdi-delirio ka na.
For some reason, pinapractice ko yung line na, are you mad? Have you gone completely bonkers? Have you gone completely bonkers? You can't. You just can't.
Iba. Delirio na talaga yung tawag doon.
Bonkers yung sinasakyan mo pag mangingisda ka.
Pwede na.
Parang better na than your earlier Harry Potter
diba?
Mga installments. And number 5 coming from Snow Angel, yung na-wrong send ka ng message, tapos biglang nawalan ka ng signal. Hindi mo mabawi.
Di ba pagka na-wrong send ka, well, before it used to work pa na you just put your phone on airplane mode immediately.
Oh, really?
Before it gets sent. Kasi di ba, may parang split second na hindi naman siya agad-agad masisend or something.
Oh, I
so to go
that.
Offline immediately.
Well...
But then...
Yeah, but how do you...
Mabilis na kasi ngayon eh.
How do you turn your phone back on?
When you turn it on and then it'll send.
It'll send.
Ayun na yun. Wala diba? Na. Just like make up an excuse.
Accept it na lang.
I remember before, nung dial-up pa, nag-online ako. Tapos sobrang tagal ko inantay yung crush ko mag-online. Tapos finally, typing na siya. Tapos nawalan kami na.
Naubos yung
ano. Kami yung nawalan.
ISP Bonanza.
Parang ano ba? Parang ito
wala
na pasagot na eh.
Yung wala nang load. Di ko pa nasiscratch yung car.
Dapat blast yung ginamit mo. Nga. Tsaka dapat ginamit mo yung pang madaling araw unlimited. Okay, dati favorite ko yun. Kasi, you know, alam mo naman, di ako natutulog.
Yeah.
So, sulit na sulit sa akin yun. Because at night, I'm online.
Oh my gosh.
Ay, nako.
Number 4 from Memski. Scary pero hindi horror. Biglang may humarang sa kotse mo at pinapababa ka.
Ay, no.
Don't.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, don't
ever.
Lock your doors.
Number 3 from Camilo. Scary pero hindi horror. Pag naputol yung karayom ng vaccine injection sa loob ng braso mo.
Oh my God.
Yung biglang, alam mo yun, habang nakasuksok. It's like biglang may makakatabig dun sa kamay
niya. Ito na naman tayo sa sex bomb. Ay,
nabali.
What the hell?
What is that? Hindi
ako informed.
Ay, nabali.
Oh my God, is that even possible?
I don't know.
I don't want to have anybody.
Have like, can we have like a stinger na merong ay
nabali?
Hindi pa pa pwedeng ma-apply yun.
I don't know. Basta we have to make it work. And number two from Caesar Salad, scary pero hindi horror. Waking up in somebody else's bed after a night out and you don't know how TF you got there. At saka ito pa yung scarier.
Mm.
Like wala dun yung kung sino yung may-ari nung kama at nung bahay na yon.
Oh, di exciting.
No, like hindi mo pa alam. Kung, like hindi mo pa alam kung sino.
Uh-oh.
So it's like that's the suspense na
sila ang matakot sa akin. Well, I might do stuff in their house that they don't want.
Bila
they just invited
ano,
trouble.
Kabana kayo.
Kasi parang feeling ko, kung wala naman yung owner doon and I could get out easily, like I would cook, diba? Kung may pwede akong kunin yung mga samples ng lotion.
Wow.
Hindi, tsaka alam mo yun, yung pag-uwi ng may-ari, may pentagram na sa sahig.
Oh my God!
May mga itim na kandila.
May dugo.
May dugo, may kambing na kinatay.
Actually, ang ganda nung pinapakinggan ko talaga kanina. I was having my morning walk. Wala, pinakinggan ko yung My Favorite Murder again.
Hindi ka man lang dito nakikinig.
Ay, sorry!
Alam mo yung on-air na tayo. Mas gusto pa niya yung murder. Wala, wala, walang suporta man.
Labo nito.
Hindi, kasi kanina pinapakinggan kong story was, there was this girl, for some reason, she just felt like, parang nahiya siya na hindi nga in-invite yung isang, like, traveling musician on the road.
Okay.
Na hindi nga i-invite sa bahay niya na doon na lang matulog. So, she lived alone. And she left her phone in the living room where the guy was sleeping. And she doesn't have like windows to go out, like where she can go out. So parang she felt a little vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
So ginawa na lang niya. So nilock niya yung door niya. Tapos nilagay niya yung dresser niya dun sa, ano, sa door.
Okay.
You know, the usual,
to block
right?
the door.
And then at like, basta early in the morning, the guy knocked and said, I want to talk, I can't sleep. So parang siya, okay, let me just get out. Tapos paglabas niya, the guy was completely naked.
What?
And the guy thought that that was an invitation to, you know, do the bow chicka wow.
Okay.
Right? And then what the girl did, because she didn't really have like weapons to defend her. Alam mo yung nagalit na lang siya.
Oh,
yung parang
God.
Explosion of anger.
Yeah.
So para ma-startle yung guy. Mm. So the guy just picked up all of his clothes and just went out.
Ay, buti ganun.
Buti.
Mm-mm.
Buti talaga.
Okay.
So see, it's not all murder.
No,
it's,
okay.
You know, those kinds of stories.
Ay, kami rin, marami rin kaming stories. Masaya din. Try mo makinig paminsan-minsan. Konting support, ha. Minsan nagbabayad ng renta mo. try mo din. Dito kami, mga co-host.
Kahapon.
Kahapon.
Diba? Ganda kaya. Alternate, diba? Para ano?
Sige. And the top scary pero hindi horror comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says,
oh my gosh, nightmare. When suddenly, hindi na nagre-reply at hindi mo na mahanap sa Facebook yung nangutang sa'yo ng 100K.
Bakit mo pinautang ng 100K?
Paano nga, kunyari, kilalang-kilalang mo naman.
Oh, I thought.
I was watching something the other day. Ganon, like, best friend niya sa work. Like, super best friend. Mm. Bestest friend in the whole wide world. Kasi immigrant siya. Tapos ganon, yung parang, oh, ako nabala sa papers mo. Tapos sabi niya, kulang eh. Parang, so sabi niya parang, sige, I'll lend you the money. Just, you know, make sure once you're all like, you know, rich and everything, you know, help me out when I need something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So, kunyari lang, kailangan niya ng 300,000. 200,000 lang ang pera niya. Parang, sige, I'll lend you the 100,000. So, give me your 200,000. Tapos kasi siya yung kaayos ng papers niya eh. Meron silang illegal document na ife-fake. So, kinuha niya yung 200,000. Tapos, nung kumustahin na niya kung nasa na yung pinagawa niyang fake whatever, nag-quit na dun sa job. hindi na sinasagot yung phone.
Oh.
And blah, 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 blah. So yung supposedly papautangin siya, nanakawan pala siya.
Oh my God. Oh my,
but in this day and age, how can you like wipe your, di ba?
Kasi nga parang nag-offer pa na papautangin ka.
Mm-mm.
So you won't, I guess you'd be grateful more than fearful.
Kasi ano sila eh. Tsaka yung kasing parang, they were like, alam mo yung mga parang illegal, what do you call it? Yung mga illegal immigrants.
Yeah. Yung mga wala pang working permit.
Yung mga nag-work in those sweatshops.
Mm.
Parang ganun okay. sila. So madali pang umescape kasi wala ka pang digital footprint.
Oh,
a lot
okay.
of them were
hindi
from other
mahahabol.
Countries. Diba, hindi ka niya mahahabol na kasi yeah. you're all probably just renting some
oh my God.
Rundown apartment somewhere with no paperwork involved. So yeah, yun, tinakbuhan siya.
Bestie Chico, hindi ka namin tatakbuhan. We're just, yeah, we promise. Diba?
I don't know about you.
I don't know about you, but I'm running.
Speak for yourself.
Chico does not know where I live. I do not disclose that information.
Tapos nun sa pagpunta natin sa 1C, no? Sabihin ni Abby parang, Rica? Sinong Rica?
Rica dito.
I own this place. Hala? Ganun, no? But there you go, the top 10 scary pero hindi horror. If you've got entries, we've got two more batches. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
And we'll give you a chance to join us tomorrow, the Halloween party, Monsters Ball. If you guys want to be part of that, make sure to join our Facebook Live later. But coming up, we've got At Ko Lang To and maybe another round of Chico Misterioso.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Hello, hello. We are live on Facebook.com/RX931. I see some people as well waiting for us to put them in. We'll have you guys join us during our in-between. Okay, so just hang on tight for that. The link has been dropped. It's in the comment section, so just look for it. And if you want to join us later, then just go ahead and do that. Okay, we're also on Twitch TV and YouTube Live.
All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of the Super Malice Guy, Patrick Starlord, and Rudes Antonio. Scary pero hindi horror. Let's start off at number 10 from Mike Ferrero. Nung nilike ni boss yung beach pic mo, the day na nagsinungaling leave.
Hi!
Oh no!
Okay. Magpakalam na lang kasi para hindi na magulo.
Ay, kasi minsan, some people have a hard time asking for a break. As in like a vacation.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Tsaka parang pero you feel it's like, gonna be harder.
But if you're entitled to it, diba?
Oo.
Totoo.
And coming from Arvs and Carbs at number 9, pag nawawala sa kulungan, yung pet tarantula ng kuya mo at hindi nyo alam kung nasan.
Oh, my God. Man. Those are scary pets.
Nung, ano, nung college, we stayed over this, we stayed over at our friend's house. Tapos yung roommate niya, vet. Mm. So, yun yung, ano, yun yung course. Tapos meron siyang snake sa,
oh my God.
Sa parang aquarium, parang ganun.
Yeah.
So, tulog kami. Actually, the night before, luto pa kami. Ganyan. Tapos, pinapakita pa sa amin na, hindi, wala, tame niya. Ganyan. The next day, pagkagising namin, we left already. And then, she didn't tell us na nawala pala yung snake dun sa box. Where we, like, in the same house where we slept. Tapos, hindi na lang niya daw sinabi sa amin kasi she didn't wanna make us panic.
Pero parang siguro, if it's already between your legs, magpapanik ka, di ba? Wala ka nang choice but to panic.
Pero ang ano, panic ba talaga?
Or excitement?
Okay. Hindi, pero ang dami kong kilalang ganyan, ha? Ganon, snakes, spiders, tarantulas, yeah. na nakakakawala. And means that they'll never find it. So can you imagine, siguro it went to some other house? Like some unsuspecting neighbor, biglang meron na lang ahas dun sa bahay nila.
Oh man.
And number 8 from Camilo, scary pero hindi horror, 30 minutes na, pero wala pa rin yung fiance mo sa simbahan, pagkasal nyo.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo yung parang,
Baka iba yung sked na nabigay sa kanya.
Minemessage mo, hindi sumasagot. Yeah, that can panic you quite a bit. Number 7 from Patrick Starlord. A relative calls and asks, nasan ka? Upo ka muna.
Ay nako po.
Nako, ayoko ng mga ganyang tawag. Mm-hmm. Ayoko ng mga ganyang tawag. And also, number 6, coming from Victoriano, lumabas si Doc, hawak yung lab results mo, and then asks, ilang taon ka na nga ulit?
Oh, man!
Yes, kasi parang,
why?
Pag walang problema, sasabihin mo lang, oh, everything's good. Everything's clear. Pag nagtanong ng iba pang details, you're like,
why? Is there something wrong?
Diba?
At saka, it's a thing na, why can't you just tell me?
Like, diretso. Mm-hmm.
Bakit may ganun pa?
And, number 5 from Coco Hernandez, pag-gising mo, tapos, walang onboard sa TMR, 30 minutes na, at hindi weekend ah, at walang prior announcement.
Malamang for fun.
Malamang yan, andito na ako nun. Pero,
pero wala pa nakaboard.
Wala lang nakaboard.
Dun sa dalawa. Dalawa na yun ah. May contingency na. Wala pa din.
May contingency na. Number 4 from Jungkook's girl. When you run out of water. Because we all know, without water, you can't make coffee.
Ay, no.
Yun
pala yung ano,
panic. No. Alam mo, because it's essential to life.
Ano, sisinghutin mo na lang. Ako, ano, ice.
Right?
Yeah. When I run out of ice, yeah, I panic.
Oh my God.
Because I can't enjoy any of my drinks.
Actually, ako din, even if, like, I don't really drink a lot of ice drinks, gusto ko lang may ice ako sa ref. For some reason, di ba? Parang, kasi what if you want to have ice in your drinks?
Well, true.
Di ba?
And number 3 from Underburner. Bigla mo na lang napansin na naka-off yung Viber location niya. You just stare, thinking, when did this start? And then suddenly, all of those unusual things that you recently noticed suddenly adds up.
Ay.
Oh, I hate that.
Wait,
alam mo yun, yung parang biglang, suddenly it all makes sense. Yung mga akala mong random curiosities sa behavior niya. Tapos biglang, teka lang. Parang now everything makes sense.
Wait lang. What do you mean the Viber location? Is there usually a Viber?
Siguro, I'm not sure though. But I'm thinking parang, basta parang ano, alam mo yung how like a lot of the apps tell you where the person is, I guess. So, pag biglang na-off na dati naman, hindi naka-off. Parang biglang magtataka ka na, bakit parang may effort?
What happened?
Oo, and then suddenly, ayan na, isa-isa nang mag-flood in yung, kaya pala ganito siya lately, at saka ganito, at saka ganito, at saka ganito. And yeah, that can be a little scary,
yeah.
Especially if it's the first time that it happened.
Yeah.
Number 2 from Adobo Mix, scary pero hindi horror, yung usually na maingay na bahay nyo, pag uwi mo walang tao, tapos wala kang makontak kahit sino sa kanila.
Parang, where's everyone?
Like, where is everyone? Like, literally, walang tao sa bahay. Usually, madaming tao, maingay, magulo. Parang, ano nang
what happened?
Yeah. That would be weird.
I remember feeling that way when I was the one looking for my parents. That the first time it happened. Yung baliktad naman na I was at home at 11 and they were not.
Yeah.
And, tas ako parang, ma? Ba?
Date night lang.
Parang date night. Ganun nga ata ginawa nila. They were in Tarlac or something or whatever. So parang ako, ma? Paasan kayo? Bakit? Bakit ba?
Right? Nakaka-stress lang.
Yeah.
And the top, scary pero hindi horror, comes from Maxim the Winter.
Maxim the Winter says,
yung nalaman mo lang after the exam, na may page 2 pala sa likod yung final.
Oh, no!
Alam mo yung ayabang-yabang mo pa, aga mo, ikaw yung finish, tapos submit ka kagad. Tapos lahat sila parang, ay Nako, ang tagal. Ako, ang dali-dali kong nasagot.
Oh, you know, it's one of the things that my mom taught me early on. Double check before you submit anything. Make sure that you followed the directions. Make sure that every page has been answered.
Kaya tinan mo, successful.
Oo, di ba? Tsaka yung ano, yung
kain.
Yung follow directions, kasi minsan di mo alam.
Oh, yung encircle ba?
Oo.
Underline
tapos
or X?
Tapos biglang mali pala yung ginawa mo. Ay, naku.
Kaya hindi ako natutuwa sa mga taong not following directions.
Oh, oh.
Kasi parang, di ba?
Oo. Oh, oh.
Lahat naman tayo binigyan ng directions.
Hazel.
So, if we can follow it, why can't you?
Oh,
you know what I'm
galit
saying?
Galit na galit.
Sundin natin. May directions, di ba? That's what they're there for.
Oh, example, oh, example.
Pinag-usapan, di ba?
Yun nga. Pag sinabing, ano, i-encircle mo, i-encircle mo.
Okay.
Yun lang naman.
Yun lang naman. Alright, so, we're going to be playing a couple of songs in the RX booth, but we will stay on Facebook Live and choosing our winners for Monsters Ball.
Ooh.
We will choose two winners, but we'll do it a la like how we do it, like a quiz.
Yeah, during our in-between. So guys, if you're not there yet, please click on the link or copy-paste it. I'm not sure if you can click on the link, but just copy-paste it and join us. We'll play a little game. And you need to have a GCash account so we can, you know, send you something. But you can choose whatever you want to consume during the party. Okay?
All right.
This should be fun. We're excited. So we hope to see you guys there.
Red, white, and blue pala tayo today.
Oh.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Ang gulo ng Facebook Live.
We had so much fun on Facebook Live. We'll do that more often. We'll just drop the link. So parang free for all. First come, first serve. Kasi na yung mauna. We'll have you join us on on our stream. And shout out to Student Jock Jello of DLSU.
The breakout star.
The cause of commotion on Facebook Live.
Jello. Magparamdam ka daw sa comment section, please.
Pag nagpa-ano tayo, pag nagpa-free for all tayo, FFA.
Ano FFA?
Yun, free for all.
Free for all.
Papa
Jello.
Kasi yung ano, yung jacket eh, talagang
bigyan ang jacket.
Hindi, kuha na ng jacket.
Tanggalan ng jacket.
So, here we go. We've got our final top 10 for today. Coming from, of course, thank you to our topic senders, the Super Mother Sky, Patrick Starlord, and Rudes Antonio. Scary, pero hindi horror. Let's start off at number 10 from Jungkook's Girl. Visa application interview.
Oh my God. No. And kasi you really don't know. Sometimes, they say kasi, di ba, you get tips na, you have to look a certain way. You have to be very upfront and direct with your answers and don't look nervous. Yung mga ganun. Pero still, minsan, di ba, di mo masasabi, minsan nasa sa mood din nung nag-interview.
And then, tsaka, like for me, parang, parang nakakababa ng katauhan. Yung alam mo yung parang you're practically like begging them to visit their country. And I get it though, because a lot of people, di ba, try to do TNT. Yung mga they escape into that country and all that. So I do understand it. Pero sobrang parang ang bababa na ng pagkatao mo. Pag nag-apply ka sometimes, like they look at you a certain way and they're like, can you prove that you can afford to like go to our country? Medyo nakakaano siya, nakaka-like. And number 9 from Arch Aguilar and Jungkook's Girl. I don't even want to go here. Yung matamlay, yung usually energetic dog mo.
Oh no. Yeah, man.
That is not good.
You know, there was this one time I saw, natakot ako i-share. I saw Pepper choke on something.
Oh, no.
And then, alam mo yung parang bumagsak siya. Bigla siya nagdug.
Oh, I've seen Kyle do that.
Tapos, dinukot ko talaga. Like, wala akong, no fear. Talagang dinukot ko kung ano yun na dun sa loob. As in.
And ano yung nakain niya?
a cucumber na yung peel. Kasi diba yung peel medyo tough.
Yeah.
So hindi siya the inside is like really easy to digest, right?
Right.
Pero yung skin, that's really tough. Tapos yun yung na-lodge dun sa throat niya.
No.
And then, so, di ba, okay na, tinanggal ko na. Like, literally, tumayo lang siya, tapos nag-lodge.
Yeah, ganun.
Like, but si Cairo, like nothing.
Wala,
okay
pang,
siya.
Wala pa siyang choking. Like, literally, he was standing up.
Mm.
Tapos bigla na lang siyang tipped over to the side.
Pero, oh my God.
And then started so shaking.
Oh my God.
Like, para
what happened?
Seizure. I don't know. Tapos dinala namin sabi, okay naman.
Oh,
and
oh
he was
wow.
fine. And now, like, tatakbo-takbo na siya. So, I don't know. But it's so stressful. Sobra. And number 8, coming from Mike Ferrer. Yung kumopya ka sa sagot ng katabi mo, pero when you were about to pass your paper, you found out, ibang set pala yung exam niya. Like, lalo na pag
yeah.
You just write down the letter of the correct answer. Ikaw naman, kinopya mo lahat.
And then it's a double whammy because first, mali na yung mga sagot mo. Second, the teacher will know that you copied.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, you're gonna get in trouble.
Kita mo eh, diba?
Yeah.
Ito yung sagot nung set A eh. But nasa set B. Number 7 from Meg Navi. When you suddenly hear somebody say in a public place, "Excuse me, can I have your attention, please?" Diyos ko. Nakakasakit.
Parang what's happening?
Diba? Lalo na yung may may bullhorn.
Oh my God.
May megaphone. Yung parang like...
Parang very The Purge vibes.
Diba?
Oh.
Yung parang something big is going on.
Yeah.
Please listen up.
Kunyari, nasa mall ka.
Oh
tapos
my
biglang,
gosh,
oh my God.
I can't. Number 6 from Victoriano. Scary pero hindi horror. Yung pagkagising mo sa umaga, na-realize mo, naiwan mo sa loob ng player nung DVD yung art film na pinapanood mo.
Here we go.
Alam mo yung nag-overnight na siya, nandun pa rin.
Pantay-tay.
Eh, alam mo, madalas nanonood ng mga DVD yung family mo paggabi.
Siguro kaya nagkaroon ng market yung mga yung mga portable DVD players. And I have to admit, isa ako sa mga pumili nung dati.
Ako din. Meron din ako ng portable DVD.
Yung parang para sa'yo lang, sa kwarto mo lang ginagamit.
Yup.
So, anong pinapanood niyo doon? DVD.
Ako? Documentary.
Documentary. Gaano kahaba?
Ay,
ilang impressive. Mga 10 inches. Yung
may ganun pa description.
You know what? I watched a 10-inch documentary. I meant 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Short documentary.
Hey, just,
wait lang. What's 10 inches? Sige, Rika. Gawin mo sa kamay mo. I'll tell you to stop.
Wait stop. Lang!
Parang ganyan, di ba? Mga 10 inches.
Ang dami nung DVD na kasha,
di ba pag dinagdikit-dikit mo yan?
Pag dinagdikit-dikit mo yung anong DVD, di ba? Ang dami na.
Pag stinak mo siya, ha? Ang dami na. 10 pieces.
Oo, 10 pieces. 10 pieces.
Guys, nahanap na daw nila si Jeno. They are not tuning in.
Baka gusto niyo sumali dito sa
wala
top 10.
Silang pati sa top 10. Nahanap na si Jello.
At pinat ang link sa comment section. I cannot with you people. I cannot.
Ay, grabe. Next.
Y'all are too much.
Oh my gosh. Sugat ng pangako.
Number 5.
Nag-choke ako doon. Hindi ko kaya.
Napupulunan na yung mga Next. Number 5 from Adobo Mix. Parang hindi na sumakit pa mo, ha? From Adobo Mix, kapag hindi sinasagot ni Mrs. yung tawag mo, tapos biglang nag-message na lang siya ng mag-usap na lang tayo mamaya.
Oh. No. What does that mean?
Number 4 from Maxim De Winter. Yung nakaupo ka sa toilet bowl, Tapos biglang may naririnig kang nagsiswimming sa ilalim mo.
Yikes! No!
Yeah. That's actually a fear.
Well, it can be a rat. It
oh,
can
be, ew! Oh, my lordy.
It can be a snake. There have been cases of snakes
coming
out of the toilet bowl.
Oh, shiz.
Right? Oh, my gosh. And number three from Camilo, yung imbis na kay BFF, kay crush mo mismo na padala yung text kung saan sinabi mo na gusto mo siyang dilaan after his workout.
parang gusto ko na lang i-hug yung sarili ko sa mga pinag-uusapan dito.
Oo, diba? Okay.
Actually,
sabi ni ano lang ha, ni Jamwick, guys, tama na guys. Kasi sa kakatawa ko, lumabas na yung palabok sa ilong. Lumabas na daw yung palabok sa ilong niya sa kakatawa. Ay, mas marami na raw nakikinig sa show ni Jay.
Sabi, 20 na lang daw yung viewers.
Sabi ni Sebedi, Sebedi, uy, dapat i-hire ang mga rushers. Ang gagaling mag-contact tracing. And also, number two, from Homer Sweet Home, yung tinanong ka ng anak mo ng, ma, ilan nga ba yung insurance mo? So, pag nategi ka, I'll be a millionaire.
Uy, pero totoo, Ske, di ba ang dami mga true crime na ganyan?
Oh, yeah.
They fake the death of like their spouse or mother.
Buti ka kung fine-fake nila yung death.
They make it appear.
Parang natural or accident or something. Eh, hindi pala pwede accident or ano.
Oh my gosh. And the top, scary pero hindi horror, comes from the Super Malas Guy.
The Super Malas Guy says,
yung isa-isang tinatawag ni boss yung mga employee sa office niya. Tapos, lahat ng lumalabas, namumugto ang mga mata.
Hello! Oh,
no.
Tapos yung ano, yung hiwalay yung hindi pa nakakausap, hiwalay yung nakausap. So, you can only guess
kung ano yung ano.
Yeah, what was actually...
Pero, you know what? In TV shows, I like that format. Yung kapag may ganung episode, yung they're gonna start with everybody's just in trouble and you don't know the problem. May ganun sa ano eh, Grey's Anatomy, I remember. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, right?
Okay. may bago ng hashtag, Jello for TMR. Ano siya tatakbo? Ano to?
Sa election?
And what about us?
What about us?
A scary pero hindi horror.
Ano ba?
Oo nga, no? I'd probably say...
Ano? Yung... For me, ha? Yung umalis ako ng condo, tapos nakalayo na ako, tapos na-realize ko na hindi ko na double-check if I turn everything off.
Oh, yeah.
And especially if medyo... Actually, more than that, yung kung nakabukas yung ref. Kasi minsan, nangyari na yun sa akin na pumasok ako. And then, pag uwi ko, nakita ko na lang na melted na lahat inside. Kasi I left pala the fridge door ajar. So, scary siya na parang, oh no! Yung kuryente ko. Baka matetet ako.
Actually.
Pero mabilis internet.
Ako siguro, ano, like, yung kunyari biglang may magme-message sa akin from the house, either si Baby Will or maybe our kasambahay or whoever. Tapos yung biglang tatanungin, mahal ba yung statue mo na blank?
Oh my gosh! What does that
mean?
Patay tayo dyan!
Ano?
Ay, syempre, ano, wala nang mas mahal pa kay Baby Will.
Oh,
so,
yun.
Okay.
Diba?
Yun, iba yun.
Mapapatawad naman kung may nasagi.
Si, ano, si Hazel yung mag-message sa'yo nun.
Oo, diba? Mahal ba yung baby mo?
Kasi nasa kondo ko na eh.
Nakagapos na dito.
Ako ano, I remember first time touching the board. Yan. Yeah. Yes. As in.
Yes.
Like, oo nga no.
I do remember.
Yeah. And then yung, syempre, yung body mo, parang they're gonna let you press a button, ganon. Tapos alam mo yung parang, you're shaking. You're shaking. Ganon. It's just, it's ano, parang I can't describe the feeling.
Tapos yung body mo, iwanan ka pa.
Oo, oh, iwanan ka. Ganon. Kasi diba? Ano, RF fan.
Grabe, no?
Best training ever.
Oh, oh yes, grabe.
Hands on. Hands
ikaw
on.
Ba, Hazel, nung bago ka pumasok sa, di ba nag-ano ka rin? Student jock ka rin.
Oo, oo.
SJ ka din eh. Sino sana yung gusto mong body? No. Sino sana yung gusto mong
si
body?
Si Chico Garcia sana eh. Lodi yan eh, Lodi. Institusyon. Kaya lang parang hindi walang radio anong mga time na yun sa TMR.
Wala. No, ever
never,
since.
Never, never.
Never. Mm-hmm. Kasi di ba parang...
Mauuna daw si Jello.
At saka, feeling ko kung meron mang radio on sa ano TMR, hindi ako yung nasa topic. Na-mention na doon ako sa ilalim. Daming mauuna sa akin.
Parang ano, 2 years ago ka lang ata na nakilala ni Chico.
Diba?
Sabi nga nila parang, oh, ang bagong ano ha, ang bagong mong co-host, si Hazel. Hazel.
Yung dati yung sa ano, Weld and Wicked.
Last day niya.
Ay, nako. Visit ka.
Ay, nako. Okay. Anyway.
Ay, ikaw pa. Sino bang radio one ang gusto mong i-train?
Oo nga, yung totoo.
Ako?
Oo, nung mga time.
Gulat na gulat?
Sino sa mga former student jocks yung parang you were eyeing na? Parang gusto ko itong i-train. Gusto ko i-mentor to.
Kasi wala nga eh. Wala ngang radio one sa TMR. Because, you know, we're pretty busy. Mm-hmm. So, ano na lang. Parang wala. Kasi like,
mm-mm. Or yung kahit hindi i-train, yung gusto mo lang mag-sit in sa show.
Wala.
Si Rico.
Oh, hindi nag-radio 1
yun. Hindi naman student jock si Rico.
Hindi, sit in.
Sino ba mga nag-ano pa? Nag-student jock?
Gusto mo yung pangalanan natin?
Pangalanan. Si ano? MacDiz.
Si Alexander MacDiz.
Oh, yes, right.
Oh, si diba? Ano? Si Nadine.
Nadine.
Yes.
That's right.
Diba?
That's right. Si ano?
Sino pa ba?
Martin Javier.
Martin Javier.
Madami.
Madami.
So, dun sa tatlong binanggit, Martin Javier, Alex Diaz, Nadine Lustre.
Si Nadine.
Sino ba yung, ano, parang napupusuan mong i-train ng mga panahon?
Mm-mm.
Lodi,
si Nadine. Si Ian Pangilinan pa daw. Oh.
Ay, oo nga, si Ian.
Oo nga. Diba? Oh, dami, oh. Dami.
Dami pala, no? Sige.
So,
that's it?
So, si Nadine. Final answer na ba yan?
Si Nadine. Grabe.
Ay, alam nyo, lately, pagod na pagod ako. Alam nyo,
bakit naman?
Ba't gano'n ha? Pagod na pagod talaga.
Parang ang winarak. Winarak ang iyong pagkatao.
Oo. Kumbaga sa kristal, basag na basag na.
Well, you know, you had a good show and you feel like you need to take a 5-hour nap when you get home. Yeah. Diba?
Uh-huh. But we're not done yet. Okay.
No, we're not.
We're not.
For some of us, we're only getting started.
I know.
Yeah.
Kami ni Hazel, tapos na kami.
Pwede na kaming mag-nap.
Tapos na kami.
So stick around because we'll keep the music going and we'll keep the show going till 12.
Of course.
Okay? So yeah, please stay with Rika G. We'll give you this one from Drake right now. But for me and Chico, it's bye for now. We'll
neck, neck, no.
Wait, he's got the
TMR, The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM Radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your host, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Sassy. Moody. Hey. Nasty. Hey.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The best-selling books. Hilarious topics. Intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush. 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app. Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1.